The Necklace, Part 2.
C1. Read Part 2 of The Necklace to see how the story ends.
Mathilde turned towards her husband in the utmost distress.
I've no longer got Madame Forestier's necklace.
He started with astonishment. What? Impossible. They searched everywhere. They could not find it. I'll go over all the ground we walked, her husband said, and see if I can't find it. He went out and returned about 7. He had found nothing. Then he went to the police station, to the newspapers, and to the cab companies to offer a reward. He came home that night, his face lined and pale. He had discovered nothing. By the end of a week, they had lost all hope. Her husband declared, "We must see about replacing the diamonds." At a jeweler, they found a string of diamonds which were exactly like the one they were looking for. They cost 36,000 francs. Her husband possessed 18,000 francs left to him by his father. He borrowed the rest. Mathilde took the new necklace back to Madame Forestier, but was afraid to tell her that she had lost the original. Mathilde came to know the life of poverty. This fearful debt must be paid off. She would pay it. Their servant was dismissed, and they changed their flat. She came to know the heavy work of the house. She washed the plates, the shirts and dishcloths, and hung them out to dry. Every morning she took the dustbin down into the street and carried up the water, stopping on each landing to get her breath. And, clad like a poor woman, when she went shopping she haggled over every halfpenny. Meanwhile, her husband took on extra work in the evenings as a bookkeeper.